The time now, almost 7 minutes past seven, and joining us with what it says in this morning's papers is Fiona Kelly.
Two religious orders who have made payments to past pupils over sexual abuse allegations feature on two of today's front pages. The Irish Independent runs with pictures of four former teachers at Blackrock College in Dublin who are at the centre of multiple sexual abuse allegations, who featured in a book about deceased members of the Spiritans Order, which paid glowing tributes to each of them. New details which emerged about the level of abuse at Blackrock College on foot of a documentary aired on RTÉ Radio on Monday and subsequently on Liveline has also prompted a former pupil at Belvedere College in Dublin to talk about how the Jesuit order dealt with similar allegations. In an interview with Patsy McGarry in the Irish Times, David O'Gorman questions why the Gardaí have announced an investigation into the Spiritans, yet despite 149 allegations of abuse against 43 Jesuit priests and a payout of €7.4 million. To date, there has been no investigation of the Jesuit order. Window of opportunity to resolve protocol row as Taoiseach meets Prime Minister. That's the lead headline in today's Irish News, which quotes both leaders giving an optimistic assessment of yesterday's British-Irish Council meeting in Blackpool. For its lead story, meanwhile, along with the headline, "The People Who Are Running Our Country," the Belfast Telegraph runs with headshots of the 10 senior civil servants who are now running Northern Ireland. Since the caretaker ministers who had been in place since the dissolution of the executive in May left their roles last month, these unelected officials, most of whom are permanent secretaries to their departments, have been keeping the show on the road. The Irish Daily Mail leads with the directive from the OPW ordering that the Christmas lights at RTÉ, the GPO and other buildings under its control are to be switched off at certain times of the day to save money and energy. Back on the front of the Times, Freya McClements reports that non-Irish EU citizens crossing the border into the north will be required to submit biometric facial and fingerprint data under the UK's new immigration laws. Yesterday's announcement from Heineken that it's increasing the cost of its lager to publicans by 9% generates the lead story in four of today's papers. The Irish Examiner estimates that customers can expect to pay 50 cent more per pint from next month. Possibly the only people in the country who welcomed news of the price hike, meanwhile, were the headline writers in the tabloids. "Ah, beer, leave it out," is the headline in the Irish Daily Star. "It's brew must be joking," in the Irish Daily Mirror, while the Sun runs with, "Beer's some bad news." But finally, the feel-good story of the day has to be Munster's victory over South Africa at Parque Cuive in front of 41,500 spectators last night. The Times has a dramatic image on its front page of Diarmaid Barron scoring one of Ireland's four tries, while the Examiner runs with the team shot of the players in high spirits after their victory as a grinning Jack O'Donoghue slides into shot. "Pitch perfect night at the park," is the headline there.
Fiona, thank you for that.